property taxes are going up in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The city council on Tuesday night approved the use of free cash to soften the blow. Residents will see an additional $38 per $100,000 of assessed value on their annual tax bill next year. That's an increase of 1.94% over last year. Commercial property owners will see an increase of $20 per $100,000, or about 0.5% more. At Tuesday night's meeting, the City Council approved the use of $1 million in free cash to balance the budget. That's down from $2.25 million of certified free cash budgeted in June to offset taxpayer contribution. Finance Director Matt Kerwood says the onus is now more on taxpayers, to the tune of $85 million.
With reducing it to the million, we don't believe that we are creating an onerous tax burden.
The median commercial business valued at $198,000 will even see a slight reduction. Every 5 years, the state evaluates city property values. The state found that Pittsfield is up 3%, which Kerwood says hiked the levy ceiling.
It was appropriate and prudent to reduce the amount of free cash that we had originally put into the budget projections.
The city has used free cash to balance the budget for the last decade. The decision to reduce the city's free cash injection divided the city council. Councillor Chris Connell proposed the city add $500,000 more in free cash to reduce the residential tax burden.
We have an opportunity right now to give the residents of this city a little bit of break, and I think we should take that opportunity.
That idea was narrowly shot down. Using $1 million in free cash leaves the city reserves at $4.4 million. Those funds can be used for single purchases, such as possibly upgrading the city's trash collection with larger totes. Councillor Melissa Mazzio questioned why the council was asked to reduce the city's free cash injection before reviewing the proposed tax rate plan.
For the decision to be made, it couldn't have been made by Wednesday when that was, you know, put in. They had to have known a little bit sooner that that was going to happen.
The city assessor points to the state reevaluation that came in after the council meeting 2 weeks ago. The state still needs to approve the reallocation of free cash. A tax rate needs to be finalized before the end of the year. Mayor Linda Tyer calls the tax rate fair and the growth of the city's reserves vital. Tyer says Pittsfield is on the right track.
It's good news that we have been able to set a tax rate and reduce the amount of free cash that we're using to do it.
Compared to gateway cities of similar size, Pittsfield has the lowest average single-family tax bill. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.